alimentum. Birdcage boned, diminished, frail and brittle, she lives to finish off what we were not permitted to consume when little. Big Macs and Whoppers, preferably with extra cheese. She bolts, no, wolfs them down, then begs for pizza, Chinese takeout, always up for what we set before her 90-year-old appetite. Deaf as stone, when chauffeured into town, she cases it as if on stakeout, scanning fast food joints for deals, for more. And though something seems not quite right, we never do refuse to play along, give in, or stand amazed, gobsmacked. Long after we have done, she's going strong still. Wings, hell hot, ribs, baby-backed, burritos, sour cream and guacamole, the way they vanish is unholy. But what is there to do? A hunger such as hers stands for the will to live, we're told. But can she need to live too much, feeding a Sybil's asymptotic wasting to a mealy sack of grains? What she demands, we more than give, since stopping her would be worse than quixotic. We watch the weight she never gains. We wait to weigh what makes up her remains.